Now, a lot of our listeners, well, you know, a fair proportion of them are American listeners due to the internationalness of Radio 1 these days, because in America, like, people will be listening to us now, and they can listen in their cars on satellite radio, and a lot of people download the podcast.
Yeah.
And then they email me and just say hi and they listen and stuff, which is really, really good, really nice. But the one question I get asked most of all, I would say, on those emails is, Scott, how do I speak English like you?
Really?
No. But if you have, if you are one of our American listeners, you've ever wanted to speak like a British, now you can.
How?
Well, there's this nice lady on the internet who's done a little kind of lesson for you.
Okay.
Thank you very much to one of our British listeners, Richard from Bolton. He sent this in and it cracked him up, so he just wants to share. So on this video on YouTube, there's a girl called Tracy Goodwin, and she specialises in corporate communication.
Right.
And how to speak with a British accent. Now, one of my friends off of Hampshire years ago went over to live in Canada, and she's working as a journalist, but she wanted to get like little extra parts in movies, so she did the opposite. She did a course on how to speak American.
Right.
But, so if you are one of our American listeners, here's how you do it. It's kind of a listen and repeat thing, okay?
Okay.
Here's the intro from Tracy Goodwin.
All right, first words, then sentences, standard American followed by British.
Got it.
Okay, so Americans, listen up.
Every.
What?
Every.
Every. Every.
That's how you say it?
Evra.
Evra. Next one.
Billy. Billy.
Next.
Fairly. Fairly.
What? What is she doing?
She's doing the American English first, and then she's doing the actual English.
Hungry.
I wonder how that's going to sound.
Can I guess?
Go on.
Hungry.
Hungry.
Good one.
Has she only picked words that end in Y?
Yeah.
Right.
Mary's parties are lovely.
Mary's parties are lovely.
Mary's parties are lovely.
Yeah, that's a good one. She's changed it a bit now because there's not a Y on the end, I think.
Everybody has 20 or 30 minutes extra because it's foggy. Everybody has 20 or 30 minutes extra because it's foggy.
She's good.
It's not a sentence that's used often, though, is it, that? Really?
Not really.
Of all the phrases to pick to learn...
Everybody has 20 or 30 minutes extra because it's foggy.
No.
Fogger.
Fogger.
20.
20.
30.
She's very pretty.
Go on, what do you think?
She's very pretty.
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
She's like, is she posh on that one? She can't make up her mind, can she?
She's like cross between the Queen and Liam Gallagher.
Yeah. Next one.
Everybody got lovely apples.
Now, how often do you say that?
Well.
Day to day. I don't say that very often.
Don't you?
Everybody got lovely apples.
Everybody got lovely apples.
And in English.
Everybody got lovely apples.
I love Tracy Goodwin.
Oh.
Thank you very much to Richard from Bolton for sending this in.
Why was Richard from Bolton looking on, trying to find out how to speak English?
I don't know.
Right.
I worry about Billy being...
Oh, hang on. Yes? Here we go.
I worry about Billy being sickly in the windy weather.
Yeah.
I worry about Billy being sickly in the windy weather.
Windy weather.
Windy weather.
You could do one of these for West Country accents.
You so could.
What, for Americans? Yeah. How to speak West Country?
How to speak West Country.
Don't limit it to Americans. Everybody should learn how to speak West Country.
How are you?
What's on?
You've got it.
I'm so going to do this. Richard, I've just read his email. He was revising, and that's why he was...
Oh, right.
That doesn't actually excuse him at all.
Not really.
But thanks very much, Rich, for sending it in. This is New Music Hockey on Radio 1.